Good morning, 6:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you didn't have the pleasure, and I say pleasure with air quotes, of watching the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting last night, well, I mean, I suppose it depends what kind of county government meetings you think are worth watching. If you think the ones that are worth watching where they talk about a lot of the details of county government and working out things and figuring out compromises and solving problems, then not so good. If you think that good government meetings, one where people are yelling and screaming a lot and angry, well, I mean, you know, great stuff. I'll just tell you, I watched most of it. I had to quit at about, 9 o'clock or something, so I got about 4.5 hours in. you know, that's how far I went. Dan Schebler, he was there for the whole thing. And he joins us now by phone. Dan, Santa Rosa County Administrator Dan Schebler, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. You missed the last several hours. We went until about 11:30 last night.
Oh, I know it. I know it. I watched some and not all. And I kind of tried to get caught up on what the landing was. Of course, the background of this is, and you and I have talked about this before, it has to do with the SCOP funding that we did not make application for, the county did not make application for. And some people perceive that as missing out on funds we would have gotten, about $1.5 million. You've repeatedly explained how it was a chance to possibly get funding, and that you take responsibility for the fact that the application was not made. You did not make that choice yourself, but there was somebody in the organization made it, and you take responsibility for that. People think you lied to them. I think that you miscommunicated, and it was a very confusing situation. All of that to the side, which is why everybody was upset that was at the meeting last night, all that to the side, what did the board wind up doing with regards to you last night?
I think there were two outcomes. The board voted to issue a letter of reprimand that hasn't been finalized. The chairman provided a draft letter to his fellow commissioners, asked for their comments back so that he could finalize, and then he's going to ask for each of their signatures on that letter. And then the second thing that Mr. Calkins brought forward, actually I think a resident brought it forward, and the board kind of considered the idea, and the direction was if we could have a third party investigate. Commissioner Parker obviously provided his comments and investigation. I had already asked my administrative staff to put together a comprehensive report. That was included in the backup yesterday, but Commissioner Calkins will bring back to the board at our work session next week, I think, some ideas on hiring an outside third party, perhaps, to investigate. Several citizens brought up Commission on Ethics and State Attorney or the U.S. District Attorney, so I'm not sure where we'll land there, but the direction was for James to take the lead and bring something to the board next week.
Something, but the best parallel I would think of would be something like a special investigator or an IG or something like that, at least on this particular case. So we'll, as you say, we'll see what he brings back with that regard. Clearly the board, four members of the board did not have any appetite for even considering the idea of firing you, which to my mind is good because they know the situation, and Commissioner Calkins has kept pushing for you to be out. But I have a different question for you. Aside from, it's definitely related to all of this, but aside from the issue of you and your job, what kind of effect does this environment of all of the business of the county is sort of barely getting done in these meetings because it's so much about that? What effect is that having on morale among leadership in the county under your administration and for, you know, the ordinary members of your administration? How is this affecting their morale?
Well, I think in one word, negatively, is the simple answer. It's clear, you know, obviously our staff volunteer and choose public service as their profession, and they do that. And it was acknowledged several times last night, and we've talked about it in our boardroom before, for not enough pay and not enough resources. That came up several times last night, but we have a very small staff in Santa Rosa County. We are doing more now than has ever been done in the county when you consider executing projects, undertaking new initiatives, reviewing the land development code, which hasn't happened since it was initially written 30-plus years ago. So there is a high level of performance in the staff, but the words matter and the actions matter. And our staff watches what goes on in the boardroom, and it has a negative impact.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope that this does pass and we can get back to doing the actual business of the county. And I've said it many times. I'll say it again to you. I think you do a very good job. And I actually praised you for the way you've handled this in spite of the mistakes. I think that the response to those mistakes has been far more virtuous than your critics are allowing. I did want to ask you about some of the stuff that was on the agenda. One thing is you've got an application in now, or you're going to put an application in with Triumph for some additional funding for the truck driving school that PSC is going to operate, right?
Well, Pensacola State College is actually the applicant, but the Triumph Board has, from the beginning, said anything that comes out of the county has to be reviewed and endorsed by the Board of County Commissioners. So that was the action that we took last night. Pensacola State College is applying to the Triumph Board for some additional funding for that project going out in East Milton, and the Board of County Commissioners endorsed that application and supported it. It will go to the Triumph Board next month.
Outstanding. We also did a little, made a small advance on the Pea Ridge Connector. Is that right?
The action on the Pea Ridge Connector, we've already issued the construction contract. This was to secure the rest of the funding via a loan and through our financial advisors. They did a procurement, and we are able to secure that additional financing at 1.686% interest. So
nice.
A very low interest rate to complete that new four-lane road.
And the one thing people may not have known about this project that came up last night, I thought was an interesting note, is Commissioner Parker, I think, was the one who mentioned in his long explanation in response to a challenge from a constituent, is that the extra funding necessary to four-lane instead of two-lane, which is very proactive and future-oriented, was a very small additional percentage cost to the project, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Which is always a good thing. Dan, you guys had some hiring that you announced last night, which was another kind of a bit of a misunderstanding and could have maybe avoided some confusion, but you did have some new hires in the county?
Miss Rhonda Royals was our building official. She served 43 years with the county and served our residents well. She retired last month. After seeking applications, reviewing resumes, a couple rounds of interviews, we filled the building official position, and that individual started the first of last week, along with our new beach manager position. That was a position that the board approved before the pandemic, but we didn't fill because of the decrease in tourism traffic and obviously the period of time in the pandemic when we had the beach closed. But now with tourism returning, our we're heading into the summer season. We did offer and hire and fill that position, and that gentleman also started last Monday.
Outstanding. And you guys did a thing with the Sheriff's Department and one of their substations, which I didn't know the background of this, but I guess were they sharing a facility with the Fire Department in Midway? Was that the idea?
Yes, sir. It's exactly right. One of the Midway Fire locations there, they had some space that the sheriff used as a district office, similar to here in Pace, where the same thing occurs at the Pace headquarters fire station. The sheriff has a district office there, but Midway Fire District is expanding, and they need that space. The sheriff will be dislocated from that space the 1st of October, so working with the sheriff's senior staff and a local landowner down there on 98, we have identified a potential solution and got some direction from the board how to go forward on negotiating a purchase or a lease purchase with that homeowner. So that some of the sheriff's senior folks and I will be meeting with that landowner over the next week to try and bring those terms and that deal to closure so that the sheriff can relocate there and still have everything he needs in a district office in the south end of the county there.
Outstanding. And the last quick thing is, I know you'll be proud of me, your marathon meeting last week of the Land Development Code revisions, which has been a monster project and a 500-page output. I watched almost all. I got through 5 hours of that meeting. So very interesting stuff. What people don't realize is how much of your daily life issues or non-issues are considered and contemplated and written about in the Land Development Code. And we're going to talk about this later on in the week. I don't have time to do it today, but I did want to ask you this. When is that going to actually come back for full sign-off? Like, how far away from completion of this project are we?
We are in the home stretch. Obviously, the pandemic and not being able to have some of these public meetings and have full participation and input delayed the project. But it's the first time we've undertaken a comprehensive update of the land development code by basically a repeal and replace. It's an ordinance. Overall, there were almost 24 hours of meetings with the Board of County Commissioners over three separate meetings in this final review to get direction from the board and indication of what they want to see in the final version of the code. So that final draft is being put together now. It will be released in the next 10 days. Our planning board will take it up on at a special meeting on June 17th. And depending on the outcome of that, it's a plan to go to a special meeting where this is the only agenda item to the Board of County Commissioners on July 29th. So
wow.
In the home stretch, it's been a long process, but I think it was a longer process when it was first done and first implemented. So we've obviously amended the land development code many times over the years, but with all of those changes and all the things we're seeing now with growth and development in the county, it was time, and it's been a long undertaking, but one we're about to bring to a close.
If I tell you we're 10 weeks from the end of the process, you feel a little bit of a sigh of relief? That sounds like a good thing to me.
Well, it is a good thing. I mean, there are several things, you know, that our development services staff have, we've kind of been in limbo because it says this in the old code, but we know that this is what the board has said they want in the new code, and so we're waiting to process some things and anxious to have that, you know, final and approved after, you know, goes through that public hearing process.
Absolutely. Dan Schebler, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for the work you do for the county. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.